113 years ago, Rav Kook, who was then the chief rabbi of Yafo, wrote an essay, a short essay called Hador, The Generation. And he was addressing what many people thought was the problem with the generation. All these young people, not religious, going out and chalutzim and making these kibbutzim and draining the swamps and they leaving Torah and mitzvahs. And he says, very powerful words, "Aval zehu davar muchash v'galul le'inayim." I'll tell you something which is revealed to all eyes. Ki or hatzedek hapnimi, the light of the internal righteousness. Hayoshra klali va'ava salu'umis ha'tahora l'rishfeo rishpei eish nisrabo v'nisale b'lev hador atzair. There's a holy spirit in this young generation. And then he says, yes, we need to teach this generation Torah. Yes, we need to fill it up with ruchnias. But in the end of the day, there's something very special about watching the kindling flame of nationalism, the kindling flame of those who are coming back to build the country of Israel. And 113 years later, after writing this, we see he was 100% correct. And today we've been able to educate young men and young women who go to yeshivas, who go to seminaries, and they use that koach, that light, that fire inside them to continue building. And I just want to take a moment, because tonight's a very special night. In addition to the regular program, we have the opportunity of saying Tzeischem L'Shalom to our very own Josh Najjar and to Kobe. Kobe, last name?
Mal
from Toronto, who are going tonight at 3 o'clock in the morning for the Tzav Shmoneh for the return to the Israeli army. These are young men who studied in yeshivas. These young men who studied Torah, went to the land of Israel and studied Torah and served in the army. Watching exactly what Rav Kook had said is that Rishpei Eish Shal Hevesiyah, the beautiful flame of that vibrance of youth, and now combined with Torah going to serve our people. We couldn't be more proud. It's a very special evening and such pride to Ellen, to AB, who are sending off Josh this evening, or AB is receiving Josh and Ellen sending Josh. Be'ezras Hashem, you should go at Seischem L'Shalom, you should create Shalom Be'ezras Hashem, and we should join you B'Shalom in Eretz Yisrael. This evening we have the special privilege of hearing from Rav Yossi Zakatinsky. Rav Yossi Zakatinsky is the Morda Asra, is the Rav of Kahal Vakshe Hashem, a place which is now Kishmoy Kainu, which has gathered people who are really truly Mevakshe Hashem, who are looking to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a schus in our community to be able to welcome Rav Zakatinsky.
You know, listen, the truth is I feel incredibly humbled right now to be in the presence of all of you Chashev Yidden, especially these Chashev Yidden over here. So what do I bring to the table already? We should just like dance around you guys. That's really what we should be doing. Okay, it might make you feel uncomfortable. So instead of that, I'll say a few words. Okay, all right? Okay. You know, so we're a few days already into the month of Cheshvan. Every month has its own avoid, has its own personality, its own inyan that we have to work on. So, you know, the month of Cheshvan is famous that there's no particular holidays in the month of Cheshvan. There's no one day that sticks out. So you have to do a little bit more research to unearth what's going on in this month. So there was a very, very significant historical event that took place in this month. Not necessarily the most positive of events, but something that gives us space to work on. So in the month of Cheshvan, we know this is when the 10 out of the 12 tribes of the Jewish people dissented and separated from the Malchus, from the kingdom of David HaMelech, and established their own Malchus, their own kingdom in the north of Eretz Yisrael. You know, David HaMelech was the king over the Jewish people, his son Shlomo HaMelech as well, his grandson Rechavam, during the reign of Rechavam, so Yeravim ben Avot established the Malchus in the north for 10 out of the 12 tribes. Yehud and Binyamin stayed loyal to David HaMelech. So this is a month that, unfortunately, the kingdom of David HaMelech was somewhat damaged. Which means that our avoda, our job in this month as individuals and collectively, is to swear allegiance to the kingdom of David HaMelech. And there's no question about it, not only is that apropos because this is the month where the kingdom of David was damaged, but that's exactly what we need in the world right now. We need the return of the spirit of David HaMelech. We need David HaMelech to lead us once again and to finish the job that he started a long time ago. So the question we have to investigate for the next few minutes is, what does it mean to swear allegiance to David HaMelech? What does David HaMelech mean for us in our personal avoda? How can we, in what way can we define for us right now the kingdom of David HaMelech? So when you say David HaMelech, a lot of things might conjure up in your mind's eye, different stories, different pictures. To me, when I think David HaMelech, there are two words in Tehillim that come to mind. And according to the Sohar HaKadosh, according to the Tzaddikim, these two words succinctly establish and define what does it mean, the kingdom of David HaMelech, in terms of the soul. And the two words are, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, V'ani Tefila. I am davening. I am davening. It's an amazing thing, right? David HaMelech doesn't say I'm a good davener. Doesn't say I'm super into davening. Doesn't say like when I was a kid I got the best davening award. He says, I am davening. I am davening. Which means everyone davenes. You know, Avraham Avinu made shacharis, right? Yitzchak establishes mincha, Yaakov Meir salute. We had davening way back. But there's something different about David HaMelech's davening. Not only is the davening of David HaMelech unique, but that is his kingdom. The kingdom of David HaMelech is the kingdom of davening. So what does it mean exactly? What's unique about David HaMelech's davening? And in what way does it define his malchus? Almost to the degree that the definition of being a king in the world of David HaMelech means that you have to say about yourself, V'ani Tefila. So what does that look like? What is the davening of David HaMelech? In what way is it unique? In what way is it malchustic? In what way is it an expression of his kingdom? So I want to share with you, it's a few simple lines from a particularly not so simple sefer, okay? And when you think about these lines, it might become also not so simple, but I'm only here for a few minutes, so you'll do the rest yourself. One of the great tzaddikim that we had not too long ago, mid-1800s, was the great tzaddik, the Kamarna Rebbe. He was a big tzaddik. You know, there's a handful of people that we have biographies about tzaddikim, right? A lot of biographies. A handful of tzaddikim wrote autobiographical sketches of themselves. This tzaddik, the Kamarna Rebbe, he wrote an autobiography. But just to give you a little bit of a glimpse, his autobiography starts from his first incarnation. Okay, so this is that person we're talking about up here. It's first Gilgal. That's where his autobiography starts from. So he wrote many, many svarim. One of the svarim that we have from him is a sefer that's called Nesiv Mitzvaysecha. It's a very unique sefer. It's a sefer that basically talks about how he became a tzaddik. You know, it's somewhat autobiographical as well. A few lines. The Ikar HaTfila. The Kamarna Rebbe said, you want to know what the essence of davening is? What's the root of davening? What does davening stand upon? And this is what it means to daven in the way of malchus, in the way of kingship, in the way of David HaMelech. First of all, Shayamin Shashem Yisparach Moli Kolaretz Kavoydai. First of all, davening means that you have to approach davening with an absolute firm belief that God is everywhere and God is listening, because He's everywhere. He's in your heart, He's in your mind, and He listens and He hears exactly every word that comes out of your mouth and every thought that enters into your mind by davening. God listens and He pays attention. That's number one. That's obvious, that we all know. But says the Kamarna further, the Gam Yamin, and this is the point, you also then have to believe, Be'amuna Shlema Brura, with an absolute clear and full faith, Ki Miyad Sheyetze Mipiv Nusach HaTfila, that immediately, as the words of davening exit your mouth, Kol Masha Shoyel, everything you ask for, Miyad Hunena, it's immediately answered, and the answer is always yes. That's the Kamarna said. It's the Iker Inyan that a person has to have in davening is not just to believe that Hashem is listening, but to believe that every word that comes out of your mouth whether it could be with a lot of kavana, little kavana. The answer is always yes. Nope. So sometimes you see it, and sometimes the answer, which is yes, hasn't yet materialized. And the Gemara says, and sometimes it's hidden from you how the answer was yes and how what you asked for has already come to fruition. Even if you don't see exactly, specifically what you've asked for. But said the Gemara, but you have to believe, and this is why it takes emuna. It's one thing to believe that God's listening. Most of us have graduated that level. But said the Gemara, you have to also believe that the answer is always yes. That the power of your words, the power of our words, and when we say the words of davening, whether it could be a nusach that's established for us from a siddur, or a gebidl tehillim, or your own personal bakashas, your own personal requests, your personal tefillas. Every word of tefillah that comes out of a Jewish person's heart and mind and mouth automatically is answered. It's poil. It accomplishes. The Kamarna says this is what it means to daven in a way of kingship. The pasuk describes a king, b'devar melech shaltoin. What the king says is law. He ke'eretz b'shevet piv, the pasuk says. The king conquers territories with the word of his mouth. The king says, and so it shall be. To daven in a way of malchus means that what I say comes. What I say is. What I request, the answer is yes. If I don't see it, it means it has yet to materialize. The Kamarna takes this so strongly, the Kamarna writes the following thing. Ubavadi unen tekef umiyad. A person, therefore, has to believe that they're immediately answered. And if it has not yet materialized, then you have to daven again to bring it further down the pipe. You have to bring it further down into physical reality to allow it to concretize. But said the Kamarna, an interesting thing. But said the Kamarna, if you have to repeat your davening again because it hasn't yet fully manifested, make sure not to say over the tefillah exactly the same way. Don't just repeat yourself. Why? Because if you happen to say the same tefillah again, then what are you telling yourself? Then you're telling yourself, nah, it didn't work. So I got to say it again. So the Kamarna, don't buy into that. Don't even plant that seed in your mind. If you have to daven again, and you have to daven a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, make it different each time. Say a different nuance. Express yourself slightly differently. Even stand in a different place. Do something different to show yourself that you're not just repeating yourself. Because the first time you said it, it accomplished. And I have to further the accomplishment. Then I have to bring it down further. But when you just repeat yourself again and again and again, you sort of begin to convince you. You become convinced that you're just that the first time I did it didn't work. So the command, that's not true. So what does it mean to daven like David HaMelech? To daven like a king? You know, what's amazing about the davening of David HaMelech is that it didn't, you know, obviously we have in our tradition a book of his tefillas, that's Tehillim. But what's amazing is that it is that book of his tefillas isn't just kept in our tradition in a vacuum. It's part of Tanakh. It's part of Torah. You think it didn't have to be like that. There could have been Tanakh and a separate tradition that we have, the tefillas of David HaMelech. The reason why the tefillah of David HaMelech is part of Torah, because one of the most important things that a person has to have when it comes to learning is confidence and with the goal of getting clarity. When you're learning, you want to get to the bottom line. Tachlis. And you have to go into learning with a sense of purpose and a sense of mission and a confidence that you're going to accomplish. You're going to, you know, you sit at the shir. Hopefully you're sitting at the shir with the purpose of coming out the other end with some clarity and answers to your questions. Very often we think of davening is very much not like that. When you go to learn, you have a question and you expect to get an answer. You expect to get clarity. You expect to get what you're looking for when you go to learn. Well, with davening, you know, listen, I'm hoping for the best. That's not davening like David HaMelech. The davening of David HaMelech is a davening that we establish, that we stand before the King of all kings and we say, we're B'nai Melochim. We're also kings. And when we say, or whatever the Kabbalah Tehillim is, or whatever the Bakasha is, we're saying it as malachim, as kings, as descendants, and as and as members of the Malchus of David HaMelech, with that authority that comes with having a Jewish soul, and we have to have the confidence and the strength and the simcha that comes with knowing that what we say is poyel, what we say accomplishes, what we say brings something new to the world. And if we haven't yet seen it physically, yachsav rispal, then we have to bring it further down, and we daven again. But every single time we daven, we bring it down further. That confidence, that strength, that resolve that what we're asking for is going to get answered, that's a tefillah that's connected to Torah. Because Torah also has that sense of purpose, that sense of mission, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of confidence and security that when I'm sitting down to learn, I'm at the end of the day, I'm getting to my solution, I'm getting to the halacha, I'm getting to what I need at the end of the day. That's exactly the mindset that one has to have with davening if we were davening the way of David HaMelech. This is our avodah. The month of Cheshvan to repair the broken kingship of David HaMelech, to become members of his malchus, to swear allegiance to David HaMelech, to evoke his spirit, to bring his neshama back into the world, to lead ourselves, and to lead all the Jewish people, b'levu b'nefesh, to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, to get rid of all of our enemies, and to be able to reestablish in a firm, eternal way the malchus of David HaMelech. Hashem shall bless each and every one of you, and myself included, with the faith in our own tefillahs, in the faith in each other's tefillahs, in the faith in Hashem's love for us, and in the faith in Hashem's presence in our lives, and in the faith that everything that we're davening for, b'chlal u'b'frat, has already been fulfilled, and Hashem should bless us with the strength and the fortitude to daven and to bring it down into our own lives in a material way. We should be able to see with our own eyes, b'nayim gashmiyim, b'yis kol tzedek, m'yer v'meinu, amen.